19 Most Valuable 1976 Topps Baseball Cards in the World. It is only natural for kids in 1976 to play baseball, collect cards, and then play some more baseball. If you were born around that year and were old enough to collect cards as well, you no doubt feel some nostalgia for those bygone years. And if you still have your top cards collections from those days, you probably stare at them fondly today. You are not alone. Many now leaving only listen to the stories, but you lived it. Let me take you down memory lane with these most valuable 1976 Topps baseball cards in the world, a whopping 19 of them. Get your bats and come with me. Top 19 Most Valuable 1976 Topps Baseball Cards in the World, Price List. 1. Price, $4,995. Grade, GM10. Card number, number 330. This card shows the face of the baseball player Nolan Ryan. His eyes are slits of interest. He is wearing a yellow shirt in this card but not carrying his bat. It could have been taken at halftime or anywhere else outside the pitch. This Topps card is from the year 1976 and is worth a whopping $4,995. Nolan was nicknamed the Ryan Express. He was a former league baseball pitcher who was born in 1947. He was one of the fastest pitchers at 109 miles per hour. 2. Price, $329. Grade, mint. Card number, number 580. This Topps card bears the face of George Herman Babe Ruth, American professional baseball player whose career spanned 22 seasons. This was from 1914 to 1935. The American baseball story is not complete without mentioning the name of Babe Ruth. His nicknames included Sultan of SWAT, the Behemoth of Bust. He was so popular because he broke baseball's most important slugging records. It included the most years leading a league in home runs, most total bases in a season, and highest slugging percentage for a season. Babe Ruth would be 127 years old if he was alive today. 3. Price, $375. Grade, PSA 8. Card number, number 98. This is a Topps card showing Dennis Eckersley from 1976. His nickname was Eck and he was a professional pitcher and the current NESN commentator. He was born in 1954. His cards are now worth a lot of bucks. Eck was elected into the Hall of Fame in 2004. Eck began his career as a starter, but his greatest fame was as a closer. He is the first of only two people to have both a 20-win season and 50-save season. John Smoltz was the second player. 4. Price, $1,000. Grade, GRA 10. Card number, number 240. Pete Rose was one of the greatest baseball players America has ever had. He was the player of the decade from 1970 to 1979. He was banned from the sport in 1989 on account of accusations of gambling. Rose was known as a switch hitter. He won 3 World Series, 3 batting titles, 1 Most Valuable Player Award, 2 Gold Gloves, and the Rookie of the Year Award. He got the nickname Charlie Hustle when he was 22 during spring training in 1963. These are just a few reasons he is one of baseball's favorites of all time. 5. Price, $1,250. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 579. Clayton Laws Kirby was a Major League Baseball player. He was a pitcher and batter. He won 75 games but is remembered for one of his losses. In July of 1970, Kirby was on the mound for the San Diego Padres. He pitched 8 innings of no-hit ball against the New York Mets before his manager removed him for a pinch hitter. The Mets won the game 3-0, and this caused a controversy that involved manager Preston Gomez's decision to remove young Kirby in the first place. 6. Price, $325. Grade, CSG 8. Card number, number 550. Henry Louis Aaron was nicknamed Hammer or Ham Aaron Hank. He was a professional right fielder who played 23 seasons in Major League Baseball from 1954 through the year 1976. He was famous for hitting more home runs than any other baseball player in history. He was also known for speaking out against racism that was pervasive in the sport at the time. 7. Price, $549. Grade, CSG 8. Card number, number 19. George Howard Brett was an American professional baseball player who played 21 seasons. He played primarily as a third baseman in the major leagues for the Kansas City Royals. He had the second most hits at 3,154 and ranks 18th of all time. He was considered the Kansas City Royals player of all time. He made the All-Star team 13 times. Brett was once sent out of a game for arguing with umpires. In 1973, he set the record for the most consecutive games by a pitcher with a home run. 8. Price, $2,154. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 100. James Dennis Hunter is now a sports announcer with the Baltimore Orioles of Major League Baseball. Jim was nicknamed Catfish and was a professional baseball player. From 1965 to 1979, he played as a pitcher for the Kansas City/Oakland Athletics and New York Yankees. He was the first pitcher since 1915 to win 200 career games by the time he was 31. Jim is often referred to as baseball's first big money free agent. 9. Price, $225. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, number 179. George was a player and scout. He played as an outfielder from 1969 to 1986. He currently attends corporate functions, adult fantasy baseball camps, and gold tournaments. He won the National League Most Valuable Player Award in 1977 and a Silver Slugger Award in 1981. He was awarded a ring for being part of the 1986 Mets championship team. 10. Price, $174. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, number 355. Steve played in the Major League Baseball as a left-handed pitcher for six different seasons from 1965 to 1988. He most notably played with the Philadelphia Phillies, with whom he won four Cy Young Awards and the 1980 World Series. In 1979, Steve stopped talking with the media following a disagreement with a Philadelphia columnist. 11. Price, $1,425. Grade, PSA 10. Card number, number 18. Dale Albert Murray is a former Major League Baseball pitcher. He was drafted into the Montreal Expos and became one of the top relief pitchers in the National League in the 1970s. He made his debut in 1974 against the Los Angeles Dodgers when he pitched three innings and gave up one earned run. Murray made only 79 plate appearances in the whole of his career. 12. Price, $1,079. Grade, BVG 9. Card number, number 650. Thurman was an American professional baseball catcher who played 11 seasons in the Major League Baseball with the New York Yankees. He was a seven-time All-Star with a career batting average of 292 with 113 home runs, and 701 runs batted in. Some speculate the shortness of his career as the reason why he's not in the Hall of Fame for some time, but in 2019 he was inducted into the New York State Baseball Hall of Fame. 13. Price, $650. Grade, WCG 10. Card number, number 55. Gaylord Jackson Perry is an American former professional baseball player who played in the MLB as a right-handed pitcher for eight different seasons from 1962 to 1983. In his 22-year career, Perry had 314 wins, 3,534 strikeouts, and a 3.11 run average. He was elected into the Hall of Fame in 1991. 14. Price, $220. Grade, PSA 8. Card number, number 308. This is a card showing James Leland Barr, an American former professional baseball player, a right-handed pitcher. He played for San Francisco Giants and California Angels. He set an MLB record for retiring 41 consecutive batters over the course of two starts. His balling spirit has been passed on to his daughters Betsy and Amy. 15. Price, $185. Grade, PSA 9. Card number 450. Here's a card of Jim Palmer, born in 1945. He played 19 years in the major leagues as a pitcher for the Baltimore Orioles. He totaled 186 wins in the 1970s. His 286 career victories are now documented in the Orioles record. He now spends his time as a TV commentator. 16. Price, $149. Grade, BGS 9. Card number 398. This card shows Dave Tomlin, a retired American professional baseball player. His career spanned 13 seasons. He was a relief pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds, San Diego Padres, Montreal Expos, Pittsburgh Pirates. He went on to become a pitching coach for minor leagues. 17. Price, $129. Grade, PSA 9. Card number 301. This is Colbert Dale Harris card. He spent most of his career with the Texas Rangers. He played as a shortstop and third baseman in Major League Baseball from 1969 to 1986. In 1992, he served briefly as the manager of the Rangers. 18. Price, $199. Grade, PSA 9. Card number 199. Tom Seaver was nicknamed Tom Terrific and the franchise. He played 20 seasons in Major League Baseball. He played for the New York Mets, Cincinnati Reds, Chicago White Sox, and Boston Red Sox from 1967 to 1986. 19. Price, $175. Grade, PSA 10. Card number 158. John Kenneth Wrights was an American baseball third baseman. He played 11 seasons in Major League Baseball. He was nicknamed Zamboni. He played for the St. Louis Cardinals, San Francisco Giants, Chicago Cubs, and Pittsburgh Pirates from 2972 to 1978. In 1975, he won the Golden Glove Award. Final words. I always find it interesting how the value of things changes over time. There is a ton of interest in baseball cards from the 1970s and 1980s. I know this personally because my dad collected the cards from that era. Did you know that 1976 Topps Baseball is one of the most collected card sets of all time? If you have any old baseball cards at home, I would recommend checking out their value on eBay. You might be surprised at what they are worth these days.